From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. If there's one thing the Supreme Court can't take away from you, it's your right as a podcast listener to weigh significant portions of your day. So let's get started. Here are today's top stories. Following the events of last week's election, members of the nation came together today to announce that they never want to see the colors red or blue ever again. All 328 million members of the American populace expressed their repulsion at the mere thought of seeing a stop sign or even a pair of jeans, and made it explicitly clear that if they ever, ever have to look at some stars and stripes again, they're going to punch someone in the fucking face. And the Supreme Court is set to hear arguments on whether or not the Affordable Care Act is indeed constitutional today. And their rulings could change the future of American healthcare as we know it. A new study out today has found that striking down the ACA is likely to lead to a dramatic increase of people posting photos of their weird goiters online. Now, while I understand seeking consultation on your bulbous growths via the internet may be cost-effective, you should really get them checked out by a licensed, practicing medical professional at...
Excuse me, Dr. Price. Your 9:30 is here.
My 9:30?
Yes, he just arrived. Shall I bring him in?
Oh my goodness, I completely forgot. Yes, just have him fill out his paperwork and send him right in.
I'm so sorry, everyone. I completely forgot that today is OPR's annual checkup day, and as the company's only in-network health provider, I have some patients to attend to. Back with my 9:30 right after this. Well, folks, as I mentioned at the top of the episode, I got myself into a sour little pickle and apparently double-booked myself. So we're just going to switch gears here for a moment. This is Dr. Lislerford Price's medical log, as ordered by the American Medical Association and the great states of New York, Illinois, California, Michigan, and the lower 46.
Okay, send in my 9:30, please, Margaret.
Hello, Dr. Price?
Ouch! What the hell?
No need to panic, friend. That was just this year's flu shot. You are Benny Nesbitt?
Yes. Leslie, I work with you every day. I sit on the other side of the studio window.
Well, I know Benny the segment producer, but I have yet to have the pleasure of meeting Benny the patient. Go ahead and get undressed, Mr. Nesbitt. Wink, wink. Yep, all the way down.
Tickle.
please don't.
All right, enough fun. Well, let's just jump right in here. I don't have a scale, so I'm just going to pick you up real quick.
Yeah!
What?
I'll say between 150 and 300. Ah.
And what are you, like 6'10"?
5'7".
Oh, hey now, height matters for fellas like us. Let's just split the difference and say 6'4".
Sorry, when did you become a doc? Are you even a doctor?
Depends on who's asking. Hop up on this examination table, please. You see, for the valued OPR employee, yes, I am indeed a doctor. The doctor, actually. I even have a jar of lollipops. No blue ones, though. Those are mine. Oh, that reminds me. I'm supposed to ask, do you have the basic OPR primary care plan or the one with the broken, weird, and misplaced bones add-on?
The first one. That's the only one available, I think.
Oh, right. They cut dental because we all kept licking Dirk's fingers while they were in our mouths, and he didn't like it. Now open your mouth, but don't get any ideas. I mean, unless you want to.
Just to be clear...
Tongue out.
Just to be clear, you are a doctor, right?
Listen, you need an OPR in-network provider, right? Well, I work here in this building at the OPR Radio Network. In-network. See how that works? Simple. Plus, you don't really have a choice because I'm the only doctor in your network. But that's okay because you're totally covered with me. Okay, tongue looks good. Gonna test your hearing now, so please put these headphones on and slap your knee anytime you hear a tone. By the way, I have a dual degree in broadcasting and medicine from the premier online school for trick bartending in Yale, Iowa.
Yale? Wow. Well, I mean, as long as you have a medical degree.
Any day now. Okay, take those off. Great job with that test, by the way. You're being such a good boy. So tell me, what brings you in today?
Well, I got an email from HR saying that this was the only day we're allowed to use our health insurance, so I figured I'd get a checkup while I could.
Okay, and I see here you have a history of heart disease, mental derangement, and a debilitating phobia of chapstick tubes being rolled really, really high out of their bases until they stick to the roof of the cap and pop themselves out?
No.
Oh, no?
Shoot, that's another patient's deal. Okay, well, between me, you, and HIPAA, let's pretend you didn't hear that. Now, since you're a new patient, I'm going to ask you a few more routine questions. Just slide over a smidge so we can make sure the levels are right.
Wait, have you been rolling on this?
Sure.
Well, can you please turn the mic off? I want to talk about something.
Legally, no. Everything has to be on the record. You know as well as anyone how this works, Benny. Come on. So are you still at 4629 Essex Court? You can't just nod, Benny. It's radio. Are you still at 4629 Essex Court?
Yes.
And you live alone?
Yes.
Aw, you should get a roommate.
Oh, I don't
know. Let's see. What else? Boring, boring, boring. Ooh, here's a good one. Are you sexually active?
Yes.
Well, la-dee-da. Okay, playboy.
Leslie, stop.
Ah, relax, Hugh Hefner. I'm just kidding. Now lean forward. I'm just going to gently rub your back while you breathe in. Mm. Okay, there you go. Breathe in nice and deep. And out. Good. And again. Okay, that should do it.
Wow.
Feel better, big guy?
Well, actually, yeah, that last part was pretty soothing.
And I find it soothing that you're the first patient who's lived through one of these appointments.
What?
It's like I've always said, having your medical care tied to your employment is a good thing, especially for me. Rewarding work, I'll tell ya.
Wait a minute, is this blood? Am I bleeding? When did you, oh my God. Where is it even coming from? Is this gonna stop?
Not if I did it right.
Ah!
All right, come on up now. Up, off the bench. Ooh, watch your oozing. All right. Gotta wipe up some of this before my 10 o'clock. We'll be back in a moment. Benny, your lollipop.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
All right, Angie from payroll, who, by the way, has been waiting very patiently for her turn, is next. And we're going to help you deliver that baby, Angie, just as soon as we're through delivering the rest of this news. Here's what else you need to know today. As last week's election results continue to be examined, experts believe there are some insights to be learned. Political analysts today believe that the 2020 election may represent a fundamental realignment in which voting demographics should be demonized. A Stanford University polling study noted that the Republican Party's historic steps toward creating a diverse, multicultural coalition could have repercussions for decades to come in its understanding of electoral scapegoats, while Democrats' new need to pin their electoral failure on Hispanics is indeed a stunning development in its own right. Always so fascinating to see how and why we are divided. Some, however, are less excited about the outcome of this year's election, like newly elected Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. The Georgia Republican has caused controversy over her support of the QAnon conspiracy theory, and today she herself was beginning to worry that she may be selling out by working together with the pedophile cabal that is the United States Congress. Greene was reportedly second-guessing her decision to sign up to work alongside the child molesters that make up the House of Representatives, as it could compromise her ability to successfully dismantle the federal government's global sex trafficking ring. And finally, if you're feeling a little on edge nowadays, you're certainly not alone. A new study published today has found that increased levels of stress could be linked to living a sentient existence in a chaotic universe. That's why it's so important to take 5 minutes every day to just breathe and take comfort in the fact that there simply is no hope for anything better. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price.
Yeah, just Wheeler right there. That's fine.
If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to check and see if I'm in your network. Otherwise, you're going to get a pretty big bill for listening. You can also like and subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcast. All right, Angie, are you ready? Because I'm going to need you to start breathing. And push! And don't forget to tune in to tomorrow's episode of The Topical, where we'll find out what Angie's going to name her adorable new baby and who the father is. Your guess is as good as mine, and probably hers. You won't want to miss it. We'll see you tomorrow. I think I see the head!